Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mary Kay joins us right now. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hello, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Mary Kay, have there been like general managers or team presidents who've confided in you going, yeah, you guys all like that pick, and now we have to second guess it?
No. That has never happened. If the media likes the pick, I think that the team is generally delighted about that. The last thing they want happening is to have their draft trashed or panned or whatever. Right afterwards, or you're getting a C grade, or no, they love it when you like the pick. So you're good. You owe Andrew an apology for that.
Why?
But I think you're good just because talking to Catherine, the assistant general manager of the Browns, when she's going into the bathroom and you're coming out of the bathroom.
Right.
It was the hallway. I mean? It wasn't like I stepped in front of the door, Mary Kay.
That's
like,
poor form. That's distracting. You know, that could get her off her game.
I mean, you know, it was walking. I just said, I love Zach Zinter. I thought it was such a great pick. I enjoyed it. Mary Kay, what was your favorite pick? Who was your favorite pick?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I had what you would call a favorite pick, per se. I do think that I do see exactly where they're going with the Michael Hall Jr. pick and his superpower of being able to rush the passer. And I had been saying throughout free agency, I was touting them signing one of those pass-rushing defensive tackles.
You were?
Yes, I definitely was. Mm-hmm. And I actually don't mind paying for that because – it's such a premium skill to have to be able to get to the passer like that. So even if they had to pay for a big, big name defensive tackle, I would have been all about that. So we'll see how this goes, because if they got one at a bargain price on a rookie contract for the next 4 years, then they'll be way, way ahead of the game. And I've been watching a little bit of film on Michael Hall Jr. and boy, can he just wreak havoc and be disruptive.
Yeah, Mary Kay, we had his high school football coach on at the beginning of the week, and obviously he was thrilled that he's going to get the chance to be able to see him all the time, but also he doesn't have a bad thing to say about him. He doesn't know anybody who's had a bad thing to say about Michael Hall, and yet in the lead-up to the draft, there seemed to be some shenanigans taking place because we had heard from some of the reporting that he was off the draft boards for certain guys. Why do you think that was?
Well, I actually made a bunch of phone calls on that because I had heard the same things. And so I dug around a little bit, and the only thing that I could come up with was emotional maturity issues. That was the only thing. Remember, he's only 20 years old. Think back to your, I mean, Ken's having emotional maturity issues
yeah.
now.
Come yeah, on, right Mary now. Kay. That's actually really on point. Yeah, continue.
I'm kidding, Ken.
Right, but it's true.
But think back to what you were like when you were 20 or what your friends were like when they were 20 years old. We forget how young these guys are. And 20 is very, very young. And again, I've said this many, many times. There's something about with males where the frontal lobe doesn't fully function or develop until they're 25. And sometimes you see a change in young men around that age. And maybe it's my own imagination, but he's 20. So I think that's what it was. It was an emotional maturity issue where he just has to develop and grow up a little bit. And we saw the same thing happened with David Njoku. David Njoku had to grow up basically before our eyes, and still a work in progress, I think, in some ways. But we've watched that development happen with him and other players. So I'm sure that's the same that it will be with Mike Hawk.
Now, you have alluded oftentimes about how aggressive this organization has been under Andrew Berry. So how surprising was it for you to see not only no trade-ups, but not a trade at all in this draft?
Well, they tried. They tried in certain aspects of the draft or certain places in the draft. They tried, including both of those first-round picks. They seriously contemplated trading down. But what was happening was there was sort of a run on some players that they really liked leading up to those positions, and they had to make sure that they still were going to get one of them that was on their list at those spots. So it wasn't for lack of trying, but you have to be able to make sure that if you move back four spots or five spots or six or whatever, that you're still going to get one of the players that you have pegged for yourself at that place. And it just turned out that they were running short on those guys as those two picks approached, and it just made sense to stay there and take the guys that they did.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You know, a lot of people, again, talking about wide receiver. You can't address it all in the season. How good do they feel about their wide receiver room?
I think they feel very good about their wide receiver room. The thing with the wide receiver room, and they did like Ladd McConkey. He was somebody that they had an eye on, but he went very early. He went 34, and he's someone that I think you just never know how that's going to go.
He might fall into the 40s, they might go take a swing for him.
Yeah, I don't know if they would have done that or not. But certainly he was on their radar for number 54. And under Ken Dorsey, they're running choice routes this year where there's sort of a new vibe in the receiver room, at least for some of the positions. And Ladd McConkey fit that perfectly, and so did some of the other guys. They had their eye on a few other receivers as well,
mm-hmm.
even at number 54, or if they had traded back six spots, seven spots, whatever. But it just didn't work out. It didn't work out there. So what they did was they came back in the fifth round and found someone with similar traits who can run those same kind of choice routes where you're making your break based on the leverage of the defender. And it's sort of the Cole Beasley role, the Wes Welker, Julian Edelman type of role. So if Jamari Thrash can come in here and do those kinds of things, then he'll make the team and he can contribute.
We've seen over the years, Mary Kay, whether it's in the draft, whether it's in undrafted free agents. I mean, the Browns have not really had all that much of a problem taking a chance on certain players. And this year, they did it again. They drafted a player.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
...who had a couple run-ins with the law. Do you think you're maybe that's a more palatable thing to do when you are drafting later? You can take more risks at that point like they did in the sixth round this season?
Well, it depends. I mean, they made a huge blockbuster trade for Deshaun Watson. So I think it's a case-by-case basis. I think that they take each player and they do their due diligence and they decide if the off-the-field issues are worth whatever time, resources, money, draft capital they're spending on him. And in the case of Nathaniel Watson, I think they feel very comfortable with the player. I don't think that they believe that he's a bad guy. If they did believe that, they would not be putting him on the football team, because that's one thing that you can rest assured about the Cleveland Browns. They might take chances on players that have made mistakes in their past, but that are not what they believe are not bad human beings. So that, I guess that's the best way to put it.
So they just signed another center. How what are they looking at right now with their offensive line? How could this all shake out for them? Because there's a lot of, even though, like, if you look at their starters, like, okay, that's a solid offensive line. There's still a lot of questions here for the future for this group.
Well, they have to have succession plans for some of those spots. You really find out very quickly how important a center is if you don't have a good one. So you have to have a plan there. And then at guard, Joel Bitonio is, at some point, he's going to walk into Andrew Berry's office and say, I'm done. And we don't know when that's going to be. It could be 5 years from now. It could be 2, 3, 4. No one knows. But you don't want to get caught in the event that that happens. Obviously, one of the best guards in the NFL. So if they have found themselves in Zach Zinter, the heir apparent to Joel Bitonio, then you could do a lot worse than that in the third round. And he does appear to be someone who can start at that position for them for a decade. As far as the tackles are concerned, I think they looked at some tackles. I know they looked at some tackles in this draft as well, because you still have to keep adding to the pile. You never know exactly what the future is for Jed Wills Jr. He doesn't have the big extension yet. You don't know how long Jack Conklin's going to be playing. So you really have to be thinking about what the succession plan is across the board there.
Do they hope to be able to trade maybe Jack Conklin? Because, man, I DeJuan Jones just looks like he would have that position locked up for the next decade as long as he stays healthy.
It seems like they do have a surplus there that, you know, maybe another team would come looking for one of those guys. I don't know if they'll be willing to do it or not. They got down to their fourth and fifth offensive tackles last year, and these three guys are all coming off of knee injuries. So you might look at it as though all three are going to play and start games at some point this season based on the fact that they are coming off of injuries. And we aren't even 100% certain who's going to be ready by training camp, ready by day one. So
true,
it's a little bit up in the air.
Like, I look at Jack Conklin's contract, right? The dead cap, I think, for this coming year would be 10. The next year would be like 19. Would they let him kind of hang out and not start instead of DeJuan Jones, knowing that, hey, he's got a his injury history himself? So if he had to come in, he'd be fresh and is obviously played at a very high level before at right tackle?
Well, you know, I think he's one that he would be a candidate for another contract restructuring. If it got to the point where he wasn't going to be starting per se or something along those lines, I'm sure you would look to change things up a little bit so that he's not eating up so much of your cap and not in the starting lineup. So they'll have a plan for that. I don't really know what it is right now, I'm sure you guys will have an opportunity to ask Andrew about that.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll say exactly what he said when I asked him about it 2 weeks ago, and that is you cannot have enough good tackles. It's a position like cornerback, and they are offensive line snobs. So if they load up on some extra offensive linemen, they'll be happy about that.
So the Greg Newsom storyline had reached a fever pitch, and then the draft came and went, and no Greg Newsom trade. In fact, they picked up the fifth-year option. But how confident are you that Greg Newsom is going to be on this football team in the year 2025?
I'm pretty confident that he'll be on the team in 2025. He's Andrew Berry's second first-round pick. Again, they love cornerbacks. They love to develop cornerbacks. They love to develop young guys and watch them grow over the years. I think he's gotten better in Jim Schwartz's defense, and I think that will continue. And if they have him at $14 million for 2025, that's not that bad for a starting NFL cornerback, and the numbers will have gone up by then as well. So I think they'll be able to find a way to pay him that amount of money and keep him on the roster.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here. Oh, you got something there, Tone.
Commissioner Roger Goodell talking about 18 games, and when he mentions that, seems like it is just a matter of time. Do you think that the sky's the limit for increasing games? Could we go to 19, 20? At what point do you think fans would be sick of that kind of expansion?
Well, certainly I think 18 will happen sooner than later, and I don't know how long it will take. I know that Roger Goodell doesn't want to wait until the new CBA expires. I mean, the current CBA expires in 2030 to start talking about that. He wants that as soon as he can get it. And when he says that publicly at the NFL draft, he's throwing down the gauntlet there and saying, this is what I want. And I know that they will try to get it. And that comes in conjunction with expanding into global markets and increasing those international games. So it's going to make sense to have 18 games because you're going to be sending more teams internationally. So I do think that they will get it, and it will require a renegotiation of the CBA, and it will require a majority vote of the players. But I think they'll get it, especially because if you're taking away a preseason game and adding the regular season game, I don't think it'll change that much in terms of the players, and it will be much better for the fans.
Mary Kay, thank you for the time. It's always glorious. You know we appreciate it. All the best.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.